say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to read starting again at verse 24. Rise ye up and take your journey and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thy hand Zion, the Amorite king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it now and contend with him in battle. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole of heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble and be in anguish because of thee. Now, we've come some distance with this, but let me get a couple of very important points here. Anything you do for God has to be done by faith. Okay? And God made it that way, by the way. Now, when we're not living by faith, then you are living below your privileges. If you didn't know it, you know it now. Because much and almost all of what God has promised you can only come by faith. Either yours or somebody else who's got some. And I'm saying to you that if we're not using that faith, then most of what God has promised us or plans for us to have is not manifested in our lives. Now, if it's not manifested in our lives, that means not only we will be affected, but perhaps our household will be affected, and communities will be affected, and it reaches right out to the nations and the world because of us having to walk or not walk by faith. So it's very important that you do faith. So whatever I talk about, understand faith is the main ingredient. All right. Now the next thing is when Moses sent the tribes or the leaders out to spy out the land of Canaan, they said they returned and 10 of them had an evil report. So they were talking about, you know, how bad things are and all of that and so forth. Over in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now that was a good report. Verse 31, but the men said, we be not able to go up against his people, for they are stronger than we are. Now that's coming to the evil report. So he had two reports, and the evil report seemed to be the report from most of the leaders, 10 of them. Only two of them said, we can take it. So now this difference in them affected the people. In Numbers chapter 14 and verse 1, and all the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and against the whole congregation said unto them, would God we had died in the land of Egypt, etc., etc. Now, what are they saying? They got affected by what they heard. So faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Fear cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the words of the devil. Two, the process is the same, depending on what you've heard. So if I look at Romans chapter 10, if you come over there with me, in Romans chapter 10, and you don't have to turn, just write some of these down, because I'm going to move on fairly quickly. It says in chapter 10, verse 14, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then how shall they call on him whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be sent? So they were sent, and they came back and preached. But some of them preached unbelief. They preached something that was not true. It was a fact in their natural eyes, in the humanness, But it wasn't true. And God said, if he be for you, what? Who can be against you? None of them could stand against. Nobody could stand against us taking this shopping mall. Why? Because God was for us. He was with us. See? And what they look at you and think you're by yourself. You're not by yourself. You have just shown up with a host of angels. You're not by yourself. And if you think you're by yourself, then you need to get back in this word or listen to Bill Winston. And look what he says in verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So what we said to you is that when they showed up, they came back and preached something that wasn't true. And as a result of that, the people wept and they wanted to go back where they came from, back to Egypt. All right. Now, your inheritance is in that land, and God doesn't want you to leave this earth without it. And what we said, the inheritance was found that mainly over in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. Get out of here, devil. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 11. And he said, and I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels and round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, come on, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and blessing. Okay, so blessing. And so we got down to blessing. So we said that the blessing is the word barakah, which comes from the root word barak. And we said you can find it over in the president's name, or you can find it in the Bible. In Judges, you can see where the name of Barak was there, who assisted Deborah. But here you can see it means empowerment for success. That's a general definition. So what we said is the first place that showed up is over in the book of Revelation. Now, pardon me, over in the book of Genesis. And over in the book of Genesis, he said in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And then he said in verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Okay, all right, let's get going here. Praise God. Now, this blessing is God giving man his power. Now, he's given him an image, and the image that he gave him was dominion. And it was in his own image. And if you look at Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man became a speaking spirit like God. So now this man has an image of dominion, and this image of dominion gave man God's the blessing gave mankind God's ability. So he's created in God's image, and now God has given him his ability. Now this blessing. Now, so this blessing, what is it going to do? This blessing is going to enable Adam to fulfill the plan of God, watch this, of taking the Garden of Eden to everywhere in the earth. So everywhere in the earth is going to be, the earth becomes a garden spot of the universe. Now, what does God do? What's the end game? The end game is that God's coming back. And he's coming back with a garden, to a garden. He's coming back when this thing is complete. Say amen to this. And so now, here is this man, and realize that this man now is a speaking spirit like God, meaning that this man, when I say man, mankind, women, so this man is thinking and speaking on God's level. Now this is I'm going somewhere with this. This man is thinking and speaking on God's level. Right here you see he's a speaking spirit like God. He is a speaking spirit like God. Just like God. Just like God said, light be, man is going to speak this way. Now this blessing is going to empower him to get some things done. Lord have mercy. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing about the blessing. It knows what to do. If you plant a seed, what will the soil do to it? Grow it. Take a telephone post, a wooden one, stick it in the ground. Come back in a few years, the bottom of it is trying to rot out. Why? Because the soil knows what to do. It knows to grow it. It'll try to grow anything you stick into it. Stick something in it, it'll try to grow it because it knows what to do. The sun knows what to do. That everything that God created knows what to do. The seed knows what to do. Watch this. The blessing knows what to do. It knows what to do because it's got to create a garden. And a garden is a place like heaven. It is a place when Adam was in the garden. Let me ask you something. Did he have to go to school to learn to name the animals? No, it's creating those environments everywhere it goes. I'm not saying you don't go to school, but that school is not gonna, one of the things, I was listening yesterday, I was down and I had to speak at Tuskegee and Tyler Perry was speaking also, and he is saying, you know, one of the things education does, he said, I never had an education. He said, I never went to college. My brother was going to college and I was trying to, and I saw what hardship he put on my mother. And so I just went and got a job trying to help her. He said, but I didn't go. He said, but you went. He said, now there's benefit in that. Don't think you just, no. He said, because there's a lot of mistakes that I made that if I had gone to college, I'd have known better. Now you got what I'm saying? But he's very, you know, now he's getting on up there. He's worth a whole lot of money. But my point to you is that this blessing gives you also proficiency. It empowered Joseph academically and intellectually. That's the way he could come up with the Joseph plan. So my point to you is, wait a minute, now I'm getting to you because this blessing is on you. Now, this topic is releasing the blessing. The first thing to release it, you gotta know it's on you and in you. Because if you don't know, you can't release anything. So they had to come back and preach something that was supernatural. I gotta stand up here and preach to you something that is supernatural called a blessing. And let you know that blessing, if you're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, that blessing is on you and in you and will function no differently than it functioned for God when he created the universe, and no different than it functioned for Adam when he named every animal that was in here. No different than it functioned with Jesus when he healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons. All of that was by the blessing. It was not by anything else. He came to get the blessing back. Now, one of the biggest reasons why God gave them, because let's look at progression of time. Abraham. So God blessed Abraham. He said, I'm going to bless you, make your name great. You're going to be a blessing. I'm going to bless those that bless you, curse those that curse you. And in these shall all families of the earth what? Be Be blessed. All right. So now the blessing is on Abraham. Now, what does he do? He passes that blessing on to Isaac. It's not a blessing. It's the blessing, because it's not but one of them. And so he passes it on to Isaac. So now Isaac had the blessing. What did it do for Isaac? It gave him as much as it gave Abraham. I'm going to go through this. So, and I'm going to show you what a blessing is going to make you rich. And listen, if you don't want to be rich, don't bother me if I am rich. I'm just saying that this blessing, see, it knows what to do. You don't need to tell it what to do. And so what happened is there, it went on Jacob. Now, you know Jacob, how he got the blessing. He basically barged in there and kind of stole the blessing. But once he was blessed, he was what? Blessed. You couldn't get it off. You can't wash it off you. You can't outgrow it. Come on. If you can sin. See, when sin came, this is when Joseph, now here's Joseph. He now is put in a pit. Why? Because this blessing is working and giving him dreams. And so now it's giving him dreams, and now he starts talking about them. Well, when he started talking about it, his brothers got envious. And when his brothers got envious, they didn't kill him at first, but they couldn't kill him because the blessing started working and they can't kill you. And come on now, the devil, if he could have killed Job, he would, but the blessing wouldn't let him kill him. And so what happened next is here comes, they put Joseph in a pit. Now here comes the traveling band of Ishmaelites. You say, well, he's the luckiest guy I know. They just happened about. No. The blessing prepared them. It prepares your deliverance before you get in trouble. Because the blessing is God, man. It's an anointing from God. It's a power of God to do things for you. And it knows what to do. You don't need to tell a blessing what to do. Your job is to release it.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Lord.
And so what happens next? Here comes Joseph. So what does Joseph do? Joseph moves on and accumulates everything. Now, I'm not going to go to the scripture. You look them up yourself. And he now is working for Pharaoh. Now, how's he get to work for Pharaoh? Because Joseph comes up with interpretations of Pharaoh's dream that now Pharaoh, it's called the Joseph plan. And so now Pharaoh, because of this dream, he's got the provision to take care of everybody during this 7 years of famine. But during this 7 years of famine, the very rich people needed provision.
Yes.
But they had to come to Joseph.
Yes.
And so Joseph now is accumulating all the rich folks' stuff. This is found in Genesis chapter 47. He's accumulating their cattle. He's accumulating their land. He's accumulating their employees. He's accumulating everything. Because they come back every year and say, can you give us a little bit more? He says, sure I can. Just give me all your cows.
Yes.
Can you give me? Are you following? Now notice what's happening. The land is coming back into the hands of its rightful ownership. Boy, is this the right crowd I'm talking to? Now, not only that, now check it out now, because you, is this too much for you? All right, now. So now Joseph gets all this, because Pharaoh had a lot of political power, but he didn't have a lot of financial power. See, Joseph got everything, everybody owned, back in, into the hands of Pharaoh.
Yes.
So Pharaoh now is the richest man in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Because of the blessing,
yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
So now what happens now is Joseph, he dies. Pharaoh dies. Then comes in another Pharaoh.
Yes, yes.
This Pharaoh knew not Joseph.
That's right.
So he began to oppress the people of Israel.
Teach.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So once he's doing that, now the children of Israel are under oppression. And what they did is they begin to mingle in with the culture of the Egyptians.
Yes.
Where they normally had a different way of operating and acting, now they begin to act like the world.
Yes. Come on now. Come on.
Now, how much was this world in them? All you have to do is go to Exodus, I think, and it's chapter 32. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm not going to give you no scriptures. Read it yourself.
Amen.
I think I'm doing too much for you. I think I'm going to make you work a little bit.
Amen.
Now watch this. So what happened is Moses was called up on the mountain because God's going to give him the 10 what?
Commandments.
You're going to give him the thou shalt not.
Yes.
All right. Why does he need thou shalt not? Because they lost track of what sin was.
Jesus. Come on. Teach it.
See? They integrated with the world. Now they don't know right from wrong. And I'm telling you, you get too close to the world and you soon won't know what's right and wrong. Your mind will start telling you something that you should do this, wear this, look like this, say this and so forth, and it's not true at all. It's leading you away from the blessing. And it's Satan's plan to get you off that blessing. This point. When I was preaching this morning, my hand was just burning. It burns like that when I'm off into an anointing area that sometimes. Now, I'm not going by feeling, but I hadn't helped my hand do that in a long time. That tells me that I'm fishing in a good hole. A good one. Now, I'm telling you, I'm giving you the blessing because I don't care what color you are going to the top. Look what he said in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 14. Just put it up on the board here. I'm still talking about Joseph now, and I'm still talking about that. Thou shalt be blessed above how many people?
Oh,
everybody. Everybody in your company, everybody in your community, everybody anywhere. You are going to the top. He's going to make an example out of you like he did Joseph, like he did Isaac, like he did Abraham, like he did Jacob, and he's going to do it for you. Now, I'm preaching this, and the strength of it comes with you believing it. The more you believe it, the more action you'll see out of it. The measure that you meet will be measured back to you. So stop talking about I'm this or I'm African American that I need a handout. You don't need no handout. God's giving you a hand up. It's called the blessing of Abraham. And then, come on now. He's going to take you where you're supposed to be. You'll go to sleep one night stupid and wake up the next morning speaking Russian. I'm telling you, we're in a place now that God has reserved for the finest, for the Joshua generation. For people who are not ashamed of the gospel. I like what Tyler Perry said. He said, we have gotten so educated until we can't even say Jesus no more. Poor boy. I said, go ahead, Doc. Now you preach it. See, if you deny him, he'll deny you. And that's what the enemy wants because he's after the blessing. He knows what it takes to raise you up. So, where was I? So, Joseph. So, God came up with these commandments. The do nots, thou shalt not, is not trying to keep you from having fun. It's trying to keep you from losing the blessing. Adultery will make the blessing cease. Is this the right bunch? This is the power of what you're stepping into. And it is so powerful until it's almost, I mean, think of it now. Satan really needs man to do anything. He cannot affect one square inch of this planet without a man. I said, without a man.
Amen.
And you're going to see that blessing start operating. See, the Egyptians knew of it. They've heard about it before, but they hadn't seen it. But they knew about that blessing, and they knew they didn't have it. But they knew about that blessing, and they had heard about it different places. Just like when they went through the Red Sea and the sea split up. 40 years later, when the spies went out there to spy out Canaan, the lady said this. She said, we still are frightened because of what you did 40 years ago when you made that river stand up. Folks, when we took this shopping mall, it went all over the church. Not this church, any church. The man came from New York, so I heard about that. I'm saying this is a small thing. Wait till we take downtown. Oh, he's going to hear about it. I'm telling you, this is where he's taking you. He's going to make your name great. You didn't think of that. He thought of it. Now, what is he doing? Preparing this earth for his return. He planned to set up house here. Made the laws. Why? Because he wants to keep the blessing on you. It's all about the blessing. I said it's all about the blessing. I was explaining something before I got there. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Where was I? Deuteronomy 7:14, yeah, but that was just an example. Let me go to my note. I'm looking at that clock. I got to let you all out. Lord, have mercy. Woo-wee. I said, woo-wee. You got it, don't you? Mm-hmm. But you see what happened even in Jacob's life. Remember Jacob went to work for Laban because he liked his daughter? And the Barry White music began to play? I'm sorry, excuse me, for some of y'all, Frank Sinatra. And what happened was, notice, he worked for him and Laban was tricking him all the way. But then he made up his mind. He said, wait a minute. Enough is enough. And when you decide to say that, you're going to now start listening to God instead of trying to listen to people. Come on. And so forth. What happened? That blessing kicked in and gave him a knowledge that he never had. He said, I tell you what, don't pay me any more salary. Man, that's stepping out there right there. And out of that, stripped Laban of everything he had. Why? Because a blessing is designed to take everything strangers have. It's designed for it. Hitler knew it. Everybody knew it. See, the enemy was conducting them. He knew. Satan knows it. So this blessing is dangerous to him. Why? Because it'll heal the sick. It'll raise the dead. Come on. It'll cast out devils. Come on now. Watch this. It'll create new body parts. I said create new body parts. Folks, we going into that before this thing is all over with. You're going to be able to come in one service and drop 10 pounds. Glory to God. Come out fit as a fiddle. A new heart, 10 pounds. Everything, man, you're going to get a makeover. Extreme in one service. Now give God praise. I got to go because I got to get you out. Boy, this is good. Now, I'm really just touching on something here. Remember, the leaders had to preach it for the congregation to have faith to receive it. And that's what I'm doing. Now, don't go out of here and let somebody talk you out of your blessing. Say amen to that. And when you start writing the word blessing, make sure you put a big B every time you write it. Why? It's going to renew your mind. And that's all you got to do to get the faith developed, because the blessing is not going to operate except by faith. You got to deploy it by faith. That verse that says in Deuteronomy 8:18, put it up there, thou shall, what does he say? I'm giving you power to get wealth. He said, the Lord shall, you remember the Lord thy God, for he giveth you power to get what? Well, that he may what? Establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. I looked at that and looked up some original in that, and the man was had some writings on it. He said he's giving you power to amass wealth. Come on now, amass wealth. Put up Proverbs chapter 10:22 again and put it up there in the NIV translation. I'm loading you with this. Say amen. Amen. Now listen, if you don't want to hear this, you don't need to come. But I'm hoping you'll come and hear this, because this is the gospel. Bless the Lord. The blessing of the Lord brings what? Without what? That means your days of sweating are over. Your days of struggling, trying to get, come on now, because the blessing knows what to do. Give God praise. Let's still go get you out. Woo-wee! This thing is about to get real good. Oh, I'm telling you.